Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting second. The DH, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGregor fires to third and picks off Carter. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Franco steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Murray steals second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roenick. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roenick. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cruz. Bernazard scores. Butler moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Carter scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Tabler steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Butler reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. There goes Jacoby trying to get to home. Ford throws the ball into Dower, who relays the ball to Dempsey, who tags Jacoby, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken moves to third. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-2 in the game. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Dower moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Tom Waddell now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Swaggerty now pitching. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to second. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Bando moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bando moves to third. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. George Vukovich now playing right field. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Murray takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Roenick hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-4 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.